Shalom Aleichem. Okay. This week is Parshas Vayera. Parshas Vayera, we know, of course, is the home to the quintessential Nisayon, the Akedah. There are different opinions, actually, as to whether this is the last Nisayon or not. Some of the Medrash claim that next week, Chayasara, Avraham Avinu's initial inability to be able to find a place to bury his wife, Beresara Yimenu, is the last Nisayon. But I don't think anybody would disagree with the fact that this is the zenith in terms of Avram's career in being Omer ben Nisayon. So let's talk a little bit about Nisayonos. First of all, I don't want to pretend over here to talk about this idea. Really, a person should be in a position of righteousness. But I can't claim to be that. But I think it's important to share the ideas, and then Bezer Hashem, hopefully all of us, including yours truly, will grow a little bit from the discussion. And at invent, the trials of life, cause and effect. So let's examine first that the word Nisayon, test, trials, those who wish to differentiate between Nisayon and Mivchan, I've seen different Mefarshim deal with it in the exact opposite fashion of one another. Let's assume right now, for all intents and purposes, because the Pasuk does say, Vashem Tzadik Yivchan. And that pasuk is brought within the context of Nisayon. Let's see how the different Macharim use the terminology. Masilas Yesharim. I think all of us would agree that we experience Nisayonos in life. Constant Nisayonos. And the Masilas Yesharim supports that theory. In the very first parak, in Bebir, Klal Chovas Ha'adam Ba'olamo, Mesilas Yesharim says, Ki kol inyanei ha'olam, bein latov, bein levutov, bein lara, hineihem nisyonos la'adam. All of the events of this world are nisyonos for a person. Whether they are events of pleasure, of satisfaction, of tov, or whether they be chalila, events that are difficult to bear, bitter. Ha'oni mitzad echad, va'osher mitzad acher. Poverty on the one hand, wealth on the other. Kinyan shomer shlomo pen esba, v'kichashti, v'amati, mi'ashem, upen ivoresh, v'ganavti, v'tafasti, shem elokai. So in other words, if I'm wealthy, I've got the nisayon of wealth. If I'm poverty-stricken, I have the nisayon of poverty. Mrs. Shem continues in this parak of Chovas Ha'odom Ba'olamo, and he says, Ki ikar mitzius ha'odom, the essence of a man's presence as he walks the face of the earth is to be Mekai Mitzos, who, Lekai Mitzos, La Vela Avod, serve Hashem, Vela Amod Ben Yisoy. So that's life. Life is filled with Nisayonos. Every event, be it sweet, be it chalil bitter, it's a Nisoy. On the opposite pole, first of all, we have a pasuk, Hashem Tzadik Yivchan, right? Hashem tests only the tzadikim. And the Ramban, in the Shara Gemul, in our Parsha as well, in this Pirush al Chumash, but certainly at much greater length in the Shara Gemul, in the Sefer Torah Sa'adam, where he talks about overreward and punishment, and things of that nature. So there the Ramban says, the pasuk tells of the Kim Nisas Avram. And he continues, Shakurish Baruch Hu. This is a midah of Hashem. It is not Yisurin. This is the Ramban's premise that Nisayon is not Yisurin. But rather, Shakurish Baruch Hu Menaseh V'lo Kol Adam El Menaseh Es HaChasidav Shnemar Hashem Tzadik Yivchan. Hashem tests the Tzadikim. Period. Tzadikim, not the Rishayim. Okay? He brings down Katnoshu V'Rishis Rabba. And so we find in the Medrash, היוצר הזה, כשהוא בודק את כבשונו, אינו בודק קנקנים רואים, שאינו מספיק להקיש פעם אחס עליו עד שהוא שוברו. ומי הוא בודק קנקנים יופים, שאפילו מקיש עליהם כמה פעמים, אינם נשברם. The potter, not Harry, who is making his clay pots in his kiln, and he tests the success of his kiln by banging on the pots that he knows are strong, because this way he can sell his wares. He bangs on the pots so he can take the banging. So this, says Ramban, shows us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is menase only the tzaddikim, and he brings his word, this medrash, about the yotzer, about the potter, and that's it. So immediately we have what appears at first glance a disagreement here. The Mesillas Yesharim says that everyone, Choras tests his life itself is filled with nisyonos. Besides Shani, the Ramban tells us, no, nisyonos are only for the tzaddikim. Now, aside from the fact that the Ramchal, the Mesillas Yesharim, disagrees with it, but I dare say that our sense of our perception of how we live life is certainly in sync with what Mesillas Yesharim says. We don't feel tested. Are we all tzaddikim? It would be nice to say, but you know, I think everybody's life is filled with nisyonos. Lav davka tzaddikim. But anyway, that's what the Ramban says. Interestingly enough, the Ramban does leave out the full Medrash. The Medrash, he quotes only part of the Medrash, Yotzer Azek Yeshu Bodek Es Kipshono. When he wants a potter who wishes to test the effectiveness of his kiln, so he bangs on the pots that are strong. He leaves out, however, that there are several other cases in the Medrash, which we'll see in just a moment. We'll see in the Maral. There's another case of when a person has, for instance, he wants to make his flax white, so he only beats the flax that he knows is strong, that can take, right, the beating in order to make it whiter. Okay? He doesn't mention that medrash, but again, it's in the same medrash that he quoted, the one with regard to the potter. And a third example of the medrash cites is the idea of if a person has a field to plow and he has two oxen, upon whom will he put the yoke? Will he put it on the strong ox or the weaker ox? Clearly put on the stronger ox. He doesn't mention those. He only mentions against the potter. The Ramban continues, and he says that Nisoyin is a mita tova. It's not a mitas nekamu peronus, not a mita of disaster. Rather, it's meant to bring to the fore, to energize, to actualize the potential greatness of the tzaddik, so they'll receive reward not only for the good heart that he has, but actually for deeds that he has done. And it's always well that ends well, says the Ramban. Nimsa nisoyin azeh mida tova shonim mekabel bo schar, person receives for schar, ushmo shal kodesh mes'ale, kodesh baruch whose name is sanctified, it's uplifted, it shows how great is the love and the fear of his servants in their service of him, ve'ich nimshachim achem mitzvosav, etc. Holomadnu she'in hanisoyin azeh lahavi al adam yisurim shiyamos ben. The purpose of the nisoyin is not to bring yisurim upon a person that he's going to die from it, or she'hei kol yom avitzar, or that a person spends the whole of his temporal life suffering, uboshis, and shame, batam, lavod, lakim, and find it difficult to serve Hashem, v'asik b'toraso, ela, toreach, shesofa hanacha. There is a temporary, toreach. It's a burden, right, but it's only temporary. And the end, success, crowning success. V'amal, toyo, shesofa simcha. The end is filled with joy and happiness. V'shalom, kol shekein she'im v'nisoyin yisurim, she'ebahem mechika Hashem, and certainly you would not find amongst the nisyonos yisurim that cause mechika Hashem, the erasure of that person's name, the avdan holomazan, and his loss of this world. The fichach, he says, ain a nisoyin b'chla yisurim, it's not a form of suffering, lo yisurim shal av, lo yisurim shal kapara, ain el amidas hatov maruba, it only is good, it's always well, it ends well, it's always successful. Right, Hashem won't test the one that time he knows to be successful. again, to give him reward for deeds well done, not just a heart, an excellent heart, etc. Okay, this obviously appears to be in clear conflict with Mr. Strum, and ostensibly it seems to be clear conflict with our perception of life. On the other hand, the Maral also goes with the idea that Hashem Tzadik Yivchan, he brings the same Midrash, right? That Hashem only tests the Tzadikim, he does not test the Rishayim, right? Once again, this seems to be counterintuitive from our perception of life, but okay. So he's like the Ramban, but unlike the Ramban, he says there are three types of Nisyonos. There is the Nisayon that we mentioned before of a potter. There is the Nisayon of the person who's growing flax and wishes to make it white so he can have the whitest linen. He takes only the strong flax that he wishes it would be called to and beats upon that in order to make it extremely white, because he knows if he beats on less strong flax, it'll just tear it into shreds. And the third case, which is the case of the two oxen, and upon whom does he place the yoke? Only on the strong ox. And the Maral says that these nisyonos, right, are not, the latter two are not there to actualize the potential that is inside the tzaddik, but rather they're associated with sin to one degree or another. Now, this is, now we understand, if the Maral is quoting that, then we understand if he's saying that those other two are associated with sin to one degree or another, then we understand why the Ramban didn't mention it, but it seems a little bit unfair on the part of Ramban to ignore those two cases. How are they related to sin? So first of all, there is the Yisurin Shel Ava, to cleanse the tzaddik. In other words, a person who has some sort of, he needs to be cleansed from something or other. Under normal circumstances, perhaps a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if the person were a person who was middle of the road, etc., and committed this act, but it wasn't so severe, so Hashem wouldn't necessarily punish him in this world. I fear that the repercussions would be worse than actually cleansing him. Therefore, he leaves him, and he'll be deficient a little bit in the next world because he wasn't cleansed in this world, for fear that if he cleansed him in this world, that a person might rebel, God forbid, or something to that degree. At any rate, so the tzaddik, or Hashem tzaddik yivchan, Hashem will cleanse this person because he knows he can take it. He's like the flax that is strong enough to be beaten until it turns white. Now, there's no condition over here that necessarily the person is going to survive, is going to last, it's going to be all's well, that ends well in terms of his physical life. That's a form of any sign, says the moral. Another form of sign is sometimes when the tzibur has sinned and it is worthy of a terrible edict being acted upon it, sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu will take the yoke off of the tzibur, place it on the tzaddik. He becomes, as it were, the healthy ox who can bear the yoke. So do we really have a machlokas here? I think not. I think there just it really is a matter of, I don't mean to make it sound like it's a word game, but it is a matter of semantics. The Mrs. Sharma is talking about Nisoyan in terms of what we call life. Life has tests in it. That's always really cool. Life's experiences are always testing us, and this happens to every person. You never grow otherwise. Just like physically, a person that's the word does do exercise in order for his muscles to grow stronger, but at the same token also, this is very easily said, not so easily accomplished. I don't mean to be say this glibly. But in order to exercise his physical muscles, there's a necessity to exercise. In order for them to grow stronger, so too also his quote-unquote spiritual muscles. The Maral is saying that there are different forms of nisyonos, right? A different type of nisoyon. There is a nisoyon which is the Hashem only gives to the tzaddikim, where it's beyond the level of law. It's not this type of nisoyon is only given to the tzaddikim. Those who can bear it, Hashem Tzadik Yivchon. And again, the three examples, the potter, the flax grower, and the two oxen. The Ramban is saying that when he talks about Nisayon over here, I don't think anybody disagrees that these are all events that take place, but the Midah called Nisayon, the Midah, where the Torah refers to as Nisayon, is only the case of the potter. All's well that ends well. It's true, a person experiences Nisayon, it's true that you could agree with the Mesillas Hasharim that there are Nisayonos that everyone experiences, every type of person. And there are Nisayonos that are only given to Tzadikim, right? Including cases of where that involve some sort of sin, be it the person's own private personal sin, or be the sin of the tzibur. But the only time that we have a case of nisayon, which is not generated by any relationship to sin, it's only there to help the person actualize and to show the world how great is the love and the devotion of the tzaddikim to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That the Ramban says there's only one type of nisayon like that. That's the case of the potter. Fine. So I don't think there's any disagreement here. I just think that they're coming to define different terms. The common denominator with all of them is that however the experience is, it's always sof tov hakol tov. If the end is good, right, all's well that ends well. The end is good, then the whole thing is good. When that takes place, in the Ramban's type of Nisayon, it has to take place in this world. In the Maral's, the Sharm's world of Nisayon does not take place in this world. Maybe it's only in the next world. A person could live his whole life in penury, right? In total privation. Successful, not successful. Again, that's life, says Mesillas Hasharim. What is the effect of that? Maybe not in his lifetime. Sometimes he does. Sometimes in the next instant he sees it. Sometimes the next morning. Sometimes after a period of time. Long period of time. Longer period of time. Till the end of his life. Maybe not in his lifetime. But it's always all that ends well. And this is really encapsulated in the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nun. Pasuk says that. Gemara says, "Va'yashem levelach hakol aretz va'yom u'yashem echad shmu echad." And that the day, right, when Hashem is melach hakol aretz, then Hashem will be echad and His name will be one. Ask the Gemara, "Atu aidna lavecharu?" Is you telling me that right now Hashem is not echad? Arvacha barchanina lo ke olam hazeh olam haba. Olam hazeh is not like olam haba. On good tidings, on sad tidings, on evil tidings, he makes a bracha dynamis. In Olam Haba, it only makes, the bracha v'tova meitiv. So tzlach, right, in order to be Yehuda, brings a kasha, the Velt kasha. He says, there's not a difference between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. It's exactly the same. You said in Olam Haba, there are no bad tidings. But it's not like anything is different. In this world, on good tidings, on Tova Meitiv, bad tidings, right, Dina Emes. In that world, on good tidings, right, Koa Tova Meitiv, right, and there are no bad tidings. So there is no Dina Emes. So it's not a difference in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba in terms of the brachas that you make. It's just that one set of events doesn't take place there. It says in the name of the Rav, the Mochiach, the Magid Kilo Brod, Fein Reicher. He says, no. What it means is there is a qualitative difference between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Because in Olam Hazeh, it's true, one makes a Tova Meitiv, and God forbid, in difficult circumstances, I'll die in Emes. In Olam Haba, he will retroactively make a bracha on all of the difficult events, personal or collective, for all the Jewish people, make a bracha, a tova meitiv. There is a difference. It's not that there is no b'soros ros in Olam Haba. He will relate to the b'soros ros, but retroactively. So it took place in Olam Hazeh, and he'll make a bracha now of a tova meitiv. That's the long and the short of the tzlach. Right. So now we've seen generally the topic of nisyonos. Let's apply to our parsha just a bit. Says v'hi achar dvar me'ele ve'elokim nisas Avram v'yomer elav Avraham v'yomer hineni. Initial pasuk, the first pasuk in the story of the Akedah. Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to Avram Avinu. It says v'elokim nisas Avram. He uses the shem elokim midas hadin. Manasses Avram v'yomer elav Avram. He calls to Avram v'yomer hineni. I'm ready. Says the Torah more. Well, it's also there. Why is it elokim? Shu midas hadin. But it's initiating the process of the Akeda is Midas Adin. And this fits with the Ramban. Avram is an incredible tzaddik. Hashem is being bokeh in him in order to that he should have the title tzaddik, not just under normal circumstances, but even according to Midas Adin, the strict din, difficult test, to show himself that he's not only in great in potential, but that he is great. He's great in actual practice. Says Rashi. He says again, how did it start off? Achar advar me'ile. Yesh b'ram b'sinu omrim, achar advar shal satan. Those who want to say, achar advar me'ile, which dvar? Which events? Which words? Says the Rashi, he brings from Goran Sanhedrin, Achar Dvar Shal Satan. Satan is Mekatrig. He says, V'chol ha'kol ha'suda sh'osav Avram. And this is after the suda that Avram made, L'chvod Yitzchak. As we're talking about the Mila, whatever. Yeah. So now, many years later, 37 years later, the Satan says, you know, Avram made a big suda, he didn't bring any korbanos then. See, he only cares about his son. And Hashem says in reply, if I were to ask him for that son, he would give him to me. So we already understand what the son says, so let's see. It's very similar for those who have seen Sefer Iyov, right? The old description there of the angels gathering around the Kisei HaKavod on Rosh Hashanah, and the Satan coming as well, and making his claims against Iyov, etc. Similar sort of idea. Satan initiates it. Fine. Later on, in the process, Avram has already traveled. Yeah, we go on Shlishi, it's the third day. He comes to what he called to Eretz Moria. He sees, right? He builds the altar, builds the Mizbeach, places Yitzchak upon it. The Eish is already, right? What he called, he's going to Shech Yitzchak, raises the knife to Shech Yitzchak. Vayikra, Elav Malach Hashem in Shemaim. Vayomer Avram, Avram. This time it says his name twice. Avram Avram Vayom Ineni. Vayom Altish Lachad Chel Anar Valtasul Muma Ki Ato Yadati Ki Reilu Kimato Avlo Chasachte Es Bincha Es Yichitcha Mimeni. Right, the Malach Hashem calls out to him from Shemayim and says, "Stop! Don't do it." So, by Karvelad Malach Hashem says the Balbim. Hine Adibur Kachna Es Bincha Yadati Hashem Batmo. Remember, what did it say? Vahiyah chad from Eilu ve'elokim nisas Avram. Here now, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, when he's told not to do it, so it's a Malach Hashem. Have we stepped down here? Why is he listening? First it's Hashem, now it's a Malach of Hashem. Later, sometimes it's a Malach HaGoel, etc. But the mom has a valid question. Well, why we change the terminology here? Right? Why didn't Hashem himself stop him? Says the Malbim, right? He says, based on what we know from Chazal, that every time a person does a mitzvah, he makes himself a praklit, a malach. Every mitzvah generates a malach. We call mitzvah yulad malach shliach Hashem legamlo tov ba'ad mitzvah hi. So Avram is learning here that from his act over here, his willingness to shecht Yitzchak, to do akidas Yitzchak, this is generating a malach. So there's a limit here. It's not just Rik, oh, this time Rik was a Malach Hashem. What you did, Avram, just generated a Malach. But it doesn't stop there. It says, Vayisa Avram Eseinav, Vayavini Ayel Achar Nechaz Vasvach Vekarnav, Vayelach Avram Vikach Es Ayel Vayaleel Olah Tachas Veno. So the first lesson that Avram gained from this is a Malach called out to him. right? And told him to stop him. Malach Hashem. We said, why dafka Malach Hashem? He should know he just created that Malach through that mitzvah, through that maisa. Okay? And then, the next step, it says, Avram lifted up his eyes, and he saw Avram sing up, Vayar v'nei ayil achar na'achaz basvach v'karnav. He sees that an isle has been entangled, right, in the undergrowth, in the Eitzim. He takes the isle and he offers it up as a sacrifice instead of Yitzchak. So the pasuk, there's a word here that's very strange. Says Rashi, achar. Achrei is interesting, right? This achar means achrei. Achrei. Right? They're, most of the Farshim seem to mean achrei. Some say it means other. Right, but most say means achrei. So says Rashi, achar, achrei she'amalu amalach al tishlach yotcha ra'o kishu nechas. After the malach said, don't, right, don't touch Yitzchak, then he saw that this isle was nechas basfach, was entangled in the tree, in the brush, right, according to in the tree branches. Rashi continues, Bikarnav, Shayarat Seitzel Avram, the isle was running towards Avram, Vasotan Sobcho Umarvo Bilonos. The Satan entangled him inside the tree. So, problem is, what did this word achar, afterwards? To me, afterwards, so you don't need to write the word. In Pasuk Yud Beis, the Malach said, don't touch Yitzchak. In Pasuk Gimel, Vayisa Avram Esinav, Vayar Vine Ayil Nechaz Basvach V'Karnav. The Nechaz Basvach V'Karnav, like the Rashi says, that tells us it's not just a chuz that happens to be caught there, but it's being caught there by some other force, i.e. that the Satan. Leave out the word achar. Seder achar means achrei, but you don't read it. It's clear. Pasuk Gimel comes after Pasuk Yud Beis. What would be missing if we left out that word achar? But rather, what we see from this is that Avram only becomes aware, right? Just as Avram is told initially, don't do it. It's mischadish to him. You created a malach to what you did over here. You created something new. Yatzar tamashu chadash. Malach. Shaloya kan lifnechem, that was not here beforehand. Through your mysterious nefesh, through your amida b'disayan. And now only achar, only after the Ralbach said you have been successful in the nisayan, now you can understand where it all came from. Who initiated this? Of course, the Kosh Baruch is the source of everything. But who's the agent to initiate it? The Satan. He's still there. He's still trying to stop you from being maker of this isle. It's only achar. I want to point that out. So the insight, first of all, that through the Amida ben Yisayon comes, right, comes a malach. Second of all, now he has withstood the test of the Yisayon, right? He's withstood the test. And he sees, why did it happen in the first place? Because the Satan was claiming, he's not as good as he claims to be, or as he appears to be. But now he's shown it. But you only realize that afterwards. He sees now the Satan's involvement. And finally, he says, Vayikra Avram, Shimon Mokom, after everything all said and done, Avram refers to the Mokom Mikdash, the place of the Akedah. Vayikra Avram, Shimon Mokom, Hu Hashem Yireh. Asher Yehmeh Hayom Bahar Hashem Yiroi. To the Maldim. Why is it called Hashem Yireh? She said Hashem Ra'ah. It happened already. Elamai. It's called Hashem Yireh because this is the way Hashem, what Hashem is going to see about the descendants of Avram to the end of days. Like Rashi says, yeah. Right? Rashi says, Sasemes says, he brings the Chazal that says at the very beginning that Avram took the Macheles. Right, he took a malchelis. He took the knife. It's called a malchelis. Why is it called a malchelis? It says Chazal should bring Yisrael ochlin matan schora. The knife, the shechita knife that he took with him, it's called a macheles. Why? Because Klal Yisrael was going to eat from this schar to the end of days. Right? Because he knew. Avram knew that from every act that he does and will do is going to come incredible repercussions, reverberations, schar, schus, merit to the Jewish people to the end of days. Interestingly enough, this Sfasem says, V'chein tzarach kol odam lizboni kimas of nogim ledori doros. Every act that a person does has repercussions, has ramifications for the future, for all his descendants. Fascinating. Part of the siyata d'shmaya that Avram had to be obedient in this nisayon is because he knew it was going to be a fruit from his children that enables these children, us, the descendants of Avram, to receive schar, because since it was going to benefit us, strengthen us, he was successful and we get schar for that. So, comes out is that when the person has only many signs, so in this case over here, the Akedah, it encapsulates for us the entire process of the Nisayon. The Nisayon is there to strengthen us. Whether it be the Nisayon of the Ramban, whether it be the Nisayon of the Silk Sashorim. When we're only many signs, we create a Malach. When we're only saying this has ramifications, has repercussions, has reverberations for all the future generations. We've grown in terms that have an influence on them as well. And we also understand where did it come from in the first place. The question, are you worthy or not worthy? Let's see. And when we do it, right, we reap the benefits. Sometimes seen in this world, but certainly seen in the next world. Okay, I hope this was useful. We shall have a good Shabbos. And Hashem give us the strength and the wisdom to be omitted in all the nisonos of life. Hashem should spare us from difficulties, but if it's necessary to come to any person, to any group of people, or to Klal Yisrael b'chlal's way, Hashem should give us the strength, the wisdom, the insight to be omitted in the nisonos.